welcome. You've just entered a space where imagination meets the infinite. Deep within, a greater self sleeps, a hidden spark, a silent sovereign, waiting to awaken. This tale unfolds across 5 chapters, a journey through forgotten worlds, mirrored faces, endless oceans, and timeless returns. Each chapter whispers secrets. Each step draws you closer to the truth of who you are. What if every life you lived, every face you met, was a fragment of your own being? What if the universe itself was only your reflection? Join me on this mystical path. 5 parts, 1 story, and many revelations to come. Don't miss the journey. Subscribe and step beyond the mirror.
Part 1. The Awakening in Sleep. Anna walks along the edge of a world wearing thin. Sidewalks fold back like creased maps. The city exhales and its lights turning to weary fireflies. Deep in her chest, a drowsy bell barely chimes. A heart keeping the secret of another self. That self is not a distant deity, it is an ember buried deep, a library of stars wrapped beneath the skin. When steps fade into silence, when the road dissolves into foam, strangeness arrives like a wave that forgets its shore. The body becomes a shell, and consciousness stretches into a space without angles. In this emptiness that is not empty, the inner presence reveals itself like a lighthouse that does not judge but illuminates. This is not the end, it is the opening of a book whose pages were sealed by time. Images of ancient lives brush memory like phosphorescent butterflies. The sensation is soft, strange, playful. One feels that something vast sleeps there, patient, unalterable. An artist who has not finished their masterpiece. Part 2. The Inner Kingdom. The inside expands into a liquid kingdom. Known boundaries dissolve, the inner geography resembles a breathing atlas. Here grow forests of memories, rivers of sensations, and cities built of forgotten gestures. Slowly, the being understands. It is not a mere passerby, but a sovereign who chose to walk through density. As it sinks into this inner sea, consciousness discovers its function. To experiment, to transmute, to weave. Every emotion is raw material, every wound an ink drawing the map of a lost world. The cosmic game unveils itself quietly. Trial is not punishment, but workshop. The soul takes the clay of days, molding forms and resonances that will feed the ocean it belongs to. Wonder is both childlike and ancient. Echoes of past incarnations return like costumes worn by the same actor soul. They tell that life is a school of metamorphoses, where one learns to recognize splendor hidden in the dust of the everyday. Part 3. The Mirror of Faces. As the drifting continues, consciousness perceives the world as a multiplied mirror. The faces we pass, the voices we hear, not strangers but refrains of the self. Each is a chapter, a note played by the same hand on different instruments. Acts of kindness become keys opening the secret caverns of the great self. Violences, hammer strikes carving new shapes. The idea flickers like a will of the wisp. What if every hatred, every smile, every glance was a loop, returning to nourish the same source? The experience is tinged with tender irony. One begins to recognize their own features in unfamiliar faces, to perceive traces of self in the laughter of a stranger, in the tears of a child. This revelation is not cold. It is vivid, filled with jubilant responsibility. From now on, caring for another becomes a way of refining one's own work. The world reorganizes itself like an orchestra, where one is at once conductor, musician, and listener. Part 4. The Sea of Incarnations. Consciousness opens like a bay unto an immense ocean. Each incarnation appears as a drop, a voice, a flame laid upon the vast liquid mirror. Lives overlap, intertwine, and the pattern emerges. Many lives, many landscapes, many languages and bodies, all composing a single tapestry. This great ocean throbs with stories where silhouettes of peasants, poets, lovers, and night watchers cross paths. The sensation is vertiginous yet gentle. One is not small, one is a constellation of passages. Consciousness realizes it has walked thousands of roads to collect the flavor of things. The burn of a summer, the salt of a sea, the lament of a season. Each drop gathered returns to the ocean as an enchanting lesson. The inner landscape fills with music, distant chants, rhythms telling of the patience of an organism that grows, refines, polishes itself. The hidden ambition becomes clear. One day, all these drops will merge into a birth far greater still.
Part 5. The Breath and the Return. Time ceases to be a line. It becomes a circle, where each ending is a dawn. The inner presence, now awakened, reveals the playful truth. Life is not a senseless accumulation, but the workshop of becoming. Pains Western teachers, joys golden initiations. Consciousness now knows that the universe it inhabits is none other than its own raw matter. The inner voice, like music older than the world, invites joyous sovereignty. To awaken that self is not conquest, but homecoming, a reconnection to silent royalty. The tale blossoms into an invitation to remember, to cultivate compassion, to shape each gesture as an offering to the inner ocean. Then, with a great breath, all gently folds back, not as an ending, but as a respiration preparing the next dance. The cycle continues, and with it the lucid promise that every moment matters, that every glance offered with tenderness is a stone laid upon the path of the great return to self.